Okay. I'm going to go through. The plan right now, at least, is to go through, try and the general to cover one bracha a week, Shemoneh Esrei. Start with that. The first week, obviously, will be more difficult. It might be that somebody else might take over the this topic, etc., and they might do something else. We'll have to see how it's going to play out. But for now, I'm here. We're starting. As a little, before we get into the world of what the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei mean, the idea of brach itself needs to be explained. If we say bracha to Hashem, it's a very difficult concept. What exactly does bracha to Hashem mean? You're blessed. As you say bracha to Hashem, we don't really feel so impacted. The Hashem was blessed. I'm also blessed. I have wonderful children. The Hashem was blessed that he has me. Hopefully. What does it mean? The Hashem was blessed. That's a very difficult word. That's an issue. So like this. Some of the Rishonim, the Radak, he has a Sefer HaShroshim where he goes through different words, what they mean. He says the word Baruch in general to mean Lashon of to increase. The word Baruch is to increase. That you find the morale points out that the word Baruch is made out of three letters of the act of to be Mevorech. Barech is Beis Reish Chof. Each one of them is always a plurality. Beis is two single digits, two, and Chof is 20, is two tens, and Reish is 200s. It's all doubles. The world of Baruch is Ribun. So that's what it means in general. And that's why it says that a mayon, a spring, is also referred to it's called a bracha, because it constantly increases. It constantly puts out water. But when it comes to Kodesh Baruch, it means that Hashem is praised. So the word Baruch means that Hashem should be praised. That's how you're supposed to understand when it comes to Kodesh Baruch, and that's how the Radak explains in his Sefer HaShroshim the word Baruch. What's not clear to us is if that's what it means, and that's all it means, so why was that the word which is chosen to say Hashem is praised? Mahulala would seem to be a much more direct phrase. Mahula, we should say Mahula to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Elohim Shalos Hanigvayim. Mahula to Hashem. Actually, there's one siddur which is one of these Hebrew, it's a linear siddurim, and under Baruch it's Mahulala. So Mahulal Ato Hashem, that's the Taitch of the Bracha, that you're Mahulal. Okay. So the Mahulal that we're talking about, where Breshem is praised, he's praised that he's the Makar Bracha. So that's how some of the Mabudram seems to say that he's praised that he's the Makar Bracha. But the praise is that he's the source of Bracha. It's also not clear to us why exactly when we want to say a Bracha, do we have to say Hashem is the Makar Bracha? Like, what is the Nakuda? We get up in the morning, the Lechar Pashas, and we're saying, Hashem, thank you that Shasali Kol Tzarich. What is a Bracha you want to explain to your 5-year-old child? It says, before you eat something, you have to say thank you to Kodesh Baruch. So, Bracha to Hashem, Lekenu Melech Olam, Shakol Niyabi Dvorah. Brei Pei Agav. So, that's thank you. Thank you that you made this. So why do we have to say that the person is Makar HaBracha? What's the Nakuda Makar HaBracha? The Nefesh HaChaim and Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim and Reb Shamsher Fol Hirsch take it a step way beyond that. And they say the same Achshav, but just one says it in the world of Kabbalistically, and one says it in the world of rationalistically. That when the person created the world, he created the world total being of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When he created the world, in a certain sense, he created a world where there's a space where you could almost perceive that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not there. He created a vacuum. The world of Chilul Hashem is that, is from the word Chalal, the desire says, Chalal means that there's a vacuum. It's emptiness. Rosh Hashanah created an emptiness, and that's the world. The world is the empty space where you don't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. or you don't see the Kodesh Baruch Hu totally. Bracha is the act of injecting Kodesh Baruch Hu back into that space. You're going to increase the reality of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the awareness of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, the reality of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. You're going to put him back into that spot. So we say thank you. By recognizing that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source, we are putting him back into the whole. And that is the void of bracha. Brachas were niskan by David HaMelech. There was a plague, and he made the shrusha. Moshe Melech Hashem Yochim the Yira. He says not Moshe Melech Al Tikur Malim Meya. There has to be 100 brachas per day. So Moshe Al Tikur Malim Meya. That how do you hear Shemayim? Yerushalayim is an awareness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You live with that awareness to the point that it impacts your life, it controls your life. And you do what you're supposed to do. How do you do that? With 100 brachas a day. 100 times a day, and I put this out last month, that they didn't have a standard Nusach HaTefillah the time of David HaMelech. 100 times a day, a person would have to stop and think, how can I formulate my own words a way to say a bracha to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Imagine that. Sometimes the person would have to come up with his own language, something to say about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yes, that would be tremendous. Yir Shemayim came by a Shein Anshe, because they made a Matbeya Baruch, they made a Nusach Baruch for us, because we weren't holding by doing that anymore. Right? But that was the way it was supposed to be in a certain sense. So Baruch is the act of injecting Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's an increase. You're increasing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not really increasing Kodesh Baruch Hu, but you're increasing the awareness of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Priya. That's how Rav Hirsch says it. The verse says it almost, he takes it a step further, and it's almost as if I'm promising to make sure that will happen. By the time I leave this day, there'll be more Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria. Okay? That is the way the verse says it. The Nefesh HaChaim says it Kabbalistically, that Batz and the Russians Hashpoah to the world only comes as much as the human beings, Maisim, allow it to come. And I'm going to actually make a more of a Hashpoah of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria through my voice. So Baruch is the act of creating more Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mamash creating more Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria. There's more Hashpoah of Kedush in the Bria because of my Maisa. So Baruch is the act of putting Kodesh Baruch Hu back into the Bria. So Baruch, as much as maybe Baruch is one word that we say in davening X amount of times, if you count up the words in davening, I can't say it's the most common word. But Baruch captures the essence of the act of tefillah more than anything else. Chazal said that the avodah is tzarach gevoyah. That the act of Avodah, the Rosh Hashanah needs us. Because the Rosh Hashanah created this emptiness, and we have to put Kodesh Baruch Hu back into the Priya. That's the void of Tefillah. Tefillah is the recognition of Kodesh Baruch Hu as the source. And the word Baruch of anything captures that idea more than anything else. Baruch is the idea, capturing that idea that we're going to put the Kodesh Baruch Hu back into the Priya. Okay. So that's an introduction in general to the idea of tefillah and the idea of what bracha is. That being said, when we talk about davening with kavanah, so when we talk about tefillah with kavanah, you guys have heard from me more than once already, but to hear it again. We talk about, there's different definitions of what tefillah with kavanah means. A person davening doesn't understand what the words are saying, so that he's not thinking about it, that's not kavanah. But he thinks what the words are saying, he understands what the words mean. And he's mechaben, where he's supposed to be mechaben, and he thinks, etc. He's mechaben. Ah, kavaldik, tefillah b'kavan. Kavanah means a kivun, b'ivrit. A kivun is a direction, right? You're going in a certain direction, a certain kivun. Right? So, tefillah b'kavanah is that it's directed, it's directed thought. I'm directing it into something. I'm directing my mind into a point. It's not, I know what the words mean. It's that there's a focus, that tefillah, I'm focusing on what the tefillah is saying. Your goal is not to understand what it's saying, you're supposed to focus on what it's saying. What do I mean? If a person walks into the tefillah, and there's something on his mind, and a person would truly understand what it means to walk into the tefillah, is to walk in, to stand in front of the Shekhinah, like as if you're in the Kodesh Kodashim, talking to the Kodesh Baruch Hu about your problem. Person just walked into the Melech Melechim Lachim and said over, I need help on X. How would you feel when you walk out of that audience? You had an audience with the king. You feel relieved. I gave up my problem to the king. The king knows about it. He's aware of it. I spoke to him about it. I asked him for help. And you walk out. It's not my burden anymore. That's how a person should walk out of tefillah. If tefillah would be, if we would walk in the tefillah, understanding what tefillah is, we would walk out of tefillah different than we walked in the tefillah. And we're frumah, we have kavon, etc. We don't walk out of tefillah the same, different than we walked in the tefillah. The person says, Pesach, that must be the whole chayrin, sir. And he has a problem with pranos. And he says, Pesach, that must be the whole chayrin, sir. And he's still worried about pranos after he says, Pesach, that must be the whole chayrin, sir. You said, Pesach, that must be the whole chayrin, sir. So what are you worried about? So the words didn't speak to you. So the goal of the vote of tefillah is not to know Pirush HaMilos, not to think Pirush HaMilos, is that the Pirush HaMilos should talk to you. That the words of tefillah should change you, they should impact you. You should walk out of tefillah that tefillah in some way spoke to you. That's the void of tefillah. When that's true, so then you know the person stop has it takes time. The person stops and he thinks, what are these words saying to me? How do I feel about what I just said? What is it saying to me? And Hirsch points out that that's why the word he says that the word tefillah, the root of the word is from the word palel. Palel means to judge. And tefillah is always said in the reflexive. It's always said in the hispoel. You never mafalel. Oh, I was mafalel shacharis this morning. I mispalel shacharis, which means it has to be reflexive back to myself. I have to take these realities, which I know. Bresham, you're chayna baruch Hashem, chayna doas. How much do I really believe that? How much is that really a reality in my life? How much of is that impacting the way I deal with things? So that's the act of tefillah is to judge yourself vis-a-vis that reality which exists. To sort of put on the line, stop for a second, and say, okay, I'm saying it, am I feeling it? Am I living it? That's the vote. So the vote of tefillah is to take the words of tefillah and let the words of tefillah talk to you and change you. So that's the second hakdamah. So those two hakdamahs, that the vote of tefillah is to put the Kodesh Baruch Hu back into the driver's seat. That's the word Baruch. And the vote of tefillah is that I should live with that awareness. The goal of tefillah is I should live with that awareness. That three times a day, I should revitalize my neshama with this awareness that Kodesh Baruch Hu was there. Right? And if I could do that, I've truly accomplished what tefillah is supposed to accomplish. So those are the two akdamas. So maybe just in order, we should at least touch on the bracha a little bit. Let's at least touch on the bracha a little bit. So the first bracha of Shimon Esrei is referred to as Birchas Avos. And that itself is a very difficult nusach, because the bracha is not about the Avos. The bracha isn't about Avraham. The bracha is about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is Magen Avraham. So why does Chazal refer to the bracha as Avos? And the Morse says, how do you know you say Avos? Because it says, Avul Hashem B'nei Elim. Right, so, Avul Hashem B'nei Elim. B'nei Elim is the strong ones. That's referring to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So there, but you have to give the Kodesh Baruch Hu the praise of the B'nei Elim. We don't praise Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. That's not what we're trying to do in Shemin Ezra. Or there's another Medrash that says the same thing. Come out the Medrash beginning of Lech Lecha. Medrash says to Avraham, it says Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha Me'alad B'nei Avicha and Vavarechecha. There's three Tashanas over there. What? Vavarechecha. There's one in between. Ve'yei Baruchah. Ve'yei Baruchah. Right, okay. So, Menayin Sherman L'kei Avraham, it says Vavarechecha. Menayin Sherman L'kei Yitzchak, V'gal L'shemecha. Menayin Sherman L'kei Yaakov, no, before Ve'yei Baruchah. Vavarechecha, V'gal L'shemecha, I'm pulling it out, right? And then, how do you know that you're chosen? But Avraham says, "Yeh bracha." That's so you're you be chosen. The bracha should be again. Avraham mitzvah Yaakov. Talmud says, "Yeh bracha." Only Avraham. So the person says, "I'm going to give you a bracha. You're going to say, L'kei Avraham." The person gave Avraham a bracha. We're going to say, L'kei Avraham. It's a bracha to Avraham. We're giving Avraham a bracha that not only is he going to get, but his son Yitzchak is also going to get. You know, your name of Rabbi should be very special because your son Yitzchok is going to be called the person going to say Elokei Yitzchok. So, like the bracha is almost about Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. It's not about Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Number one. Number two, if you think about Birchas Avos, Birchas Avos leaves you very confused. Like, what is the message of Birchas Avos? Gevuras is very clear. We're talking about the Gevuras of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's Mechai Mesim, he's Refek Kerlim. We talk about the Gevuras of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Barashim does these tremendous things. Kedusha, each one of the brachas, we feel we have a fairly clear handle on what the bracha is saying. What does Birchas Avos say? The Rosh Hashanah again, Avraham. What is that? How is that a praise? What is the message of that praise? So that's the two things which are very, very confusing about Birchas Avos. The Baruch Hashem has a mitzvah, the mitzvah of chesed, which the Baruch Hashem does with the Briyim. What is the biggest chesed the Baruch Hashem does with the Briyim? Gives us life. We can argue many different chesed the Baruch Hashem does. What is the biggest chesed? What the Baruch Hashem, I think, is saying is that the biggest chesed that the Baruch Hashem does for the Briyim is that the Baruch Hashem can say that his function and his tachlis is to be called the God of a human being. The Russian would take the eternity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the infinity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, what is he? He's the God of this little ant over here walking over here. It says, Ramesha Feinstein's godless. He was the Rosh Hashiva over the ants who walked in the kitchen of MTJ. That's the godless of Ramesha Feinstein. That's ridiculous. Right? Or you don't want to, there's these little kids that used to come and hang out in the back over there. So Moshe Feinstein was the Rosh Hashiva of the little kids. That's the Shevach to Moshe Feinstein. It's an insult. Right, Lazer Shach, what's Lazer Shach's godless? There's some little kids in Bnei Brak who thought Rosh Hashach was Kabbalistic. That was Rosh Hashach's godless. So that there's some little kids in Bnei Brak, thought he was great. I mean, it was, Rashad's godless of the Gedolei Ador trembled from Rashad. That was Rashad's godless. He was the God of the Gedolei. What's the Bar Yerlam? Elokei Avraham. At the end of the day, Avraham can be the biggest. Avraham is the biggest, the greatest, etc. But so what? Kabbalah Baruch, he's nothing. So why did Rashad put his name on Avraham? Rashad created a Bria where the Tachlis is human beings. And the Baruch Hashem is such a Baal Chesed that he's willing to say that what is his godless and what is his function and what is his purpose and what's special about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he cares and he takes care of and he's interested in human beings, and that's what's special about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first Baruch Hashem in Esrei, you come and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hashem says, I'm not interested. Hechdeis, I'm interested. Who says I care about human beings? He says, Baruch Hashem, I know you care about human beings. You defined your godless as Elokei Avraham. And not only that, he was my Zeder. You hear the godless and the anivas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are rolled together into that bracha. There's nothing greater than that. If you would want to find something which we can say, which would be expressed the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing greater than that chesed. That the Baruch Hashem is interested in human beings. That we play a role in his life. And we play the major role in his life. Whatever that means. That's going to be how Shemoneh Esrei starts. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were the vehicles to teach the world that lesson. Avram went and did chesed with the whole world. Where did he get that from? Where did Avram get the idea of doing chesed? He was a nice guy. Just liked people. Just love doing those things. No. Avram did it because he was the Rosh Aminim. Avram was the one who was Megala, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence to the Briyah. But he understood what that means, the Rosh Hashanah's existence. It's not just time he exists. He exists in a way that he's cares about human beings. He's not this God that was also Bela Kimas Aretz. He created the world. He couldn't care less what happens to us. He's intimately involved. So that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is. I want to be the same way also. Avraham learned from was about Chesed because that's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu was. Avraham was Megal Demina as Chesed because that's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu did. And he adhered to the nth degree what it means. Avraham adhered to the nth degree what it means that godless is focusing on the low life and the nobody and the lowly Arab. That's what godless is. The godless of Moshe Feinstein is that he could be interested in that little dinky kid over there, which everybody else thought he was, or the Meshuggah, which nobody else. The godless of Moshe Feinstein is that he was able to focus on those things also. That was important to him also. That's the first Baruch Hashem Nesra. So you come to the Baruch Hashem cares. Before you get to anything else, the Baruch Hashem cares. He cares in a way which you can't even fathom how much he cares. That's the first Baruch Hashem Nesra. It says that's the midah of Rav Avinu, and that's why the first bracha corresponds to Rav Avinu. So there's more to talk about in the first bracha, but at least we'll leave it here, just that thought. That's enough to digest right now.